And welcome to part one of Metabolic Reset, the first 3 months. Welcome. Welcome to week one of the Metabolic Reset program. This week, we're diving into the foundations of metabolism to give you the power to transform your energy, health, and life. In these first few moments, you'll unlock insights into your body's energy engine, laying the groundwork for everything. Imagine waking up every morning energized and ready to take on the day. No mid-morning slumps, no constant cravings. What if I told you that within a few weeks, you could start seeing those changes? This is the transformation you'll begin today by understanding your metabolism. Let's break down exactly how your body turns food into fuel and why this matters for a sustainable health journey. By the end of this week, you'll know how your metabolism works, be able to identify metabolic imbalances, and begin tracking simple yet effective habits to build a healthier, more resilient body. What's the content inside? The roadmap. In this module, we'll cover understanding metabolism, what it is and the processes that keep you fueled, components of the metabolic rate, the roles of BMR, TEF, and physical activity, key factors affecting metabolism, from muscle mass to lifestyle choices, common metabolic dysfunctions, hypothyroidism, insulin resistance, and metabolic syndrome. Metabolic flexibility, why it's important and how to improve it. Assessing your metabolic health. Self-assessment to identify areas for improvement. Metabolism. What is it? Metabolism is the process your body uses to convert food into energy for every function it performs. It includes two main types of processes. Anabolism. Building up complex molecules from simpler ones, such as creating muscle tissue. Catabolism, breaking down complex molecules into simpler ones, releasing energy, such as indigestion. These processes work together to keep your body running, even at rest, through total daily energy expenditure, or TDEE. Components of metabolic rate. Your TDEE consists of several components. Basal metabolic rate, or BMR. This is the energy your body needs at rest to perform basic functions like breathing, circulating blood, and cellular repair. BMR makes up 60 to 75% of your TDEE, and is influenced by factors such as age, gender, genetics, and muscle mass. Thermic effect of food, TEF, the energy used to digest, absorb, and process food, accounting for about 10% of your TDEE. Protein has the highest thermic effect, followed by carbohydrates and fats, making it a key macronutrient for metabolic support. Physical activity energy expenditure. This includes all calories burned from movement and exercise, such as walking, workouts, and even activities like fidgeting or standing. Unlike BMR and TEF, physical activity is highly variable and within your control, making it a powerful tool for influencing your metabolic health. Factors influencing metabolism. Age. Several factors play a role in how fast or slow your metabolism operates. Age. Metabolic rate decreases as we age, largely due to muscle loss and hormonal shifts. Muscle mass. Muscle burns more calories at rest than fat, so maintaining muscle mass can increase your metabolism. Hormonal balance. Hormones like thyroid hormones, insulin, and cortisol significantly affect your metabolism, influencing everything from energy to weight. Genetics. While genetics provide a metabolic starting point, lifestyle choices can significantly impact your metabolic health. Lifestyle habits. Diet, sleep, stress, and physical activity levels all contribute to your overall metabolic health. Common metabolic dysfunctions. Hypothyroidism. An underactive thyroid can slow metabolism, leading to symptoms like fatigue, weight gain, sensitivity to cold, and even mood changes. Insulin resistance. When cells become less responsive to insulin, blood sugar levels remain elevated, which can lead to weight gain, cravings, and energy fluctuations. Metabolic syndrome. A combination of conditions such as high blood pressure, abdominal obesity, and elevated blood sugar, which increase the risk of heart disease and diabetes. Metabolic flexibility. Metabolic flexibility is the ability of your body to switch between burning carbohydrates and fats for energy, which can help improve energy levels, stabilize weight, and enhance overall health. You can improve metabolic flexibility by balancing your macronutrient intake, engaging in both aerobic and resistance exercises, and experimenting with meal timing. Assessing your metabolic health. To get a sense of your current metabolic health, reflect on the following areas. Energy levels. Do you often feel fatigued or energized? Weight management. Are you experiencing unexplained weight gain or difficulty losing weight? Digestive health. Notice any bloating, irregularity, or digestive discomfort? Mood and cognitive function. Struggling with brain fog or mood swings? If you notice challenges in any of these areas, they may indicate an area of focus as we work on resetting your metabolism. Additional sources. Recommended reading. The Metabolism Reset Diet by Dr. Alan Christensen. The Obesity Code by Dr. Jason Fung. Educational videos. Metabolism and Nutrition Part 1, Crash Course ANP number 36. It's available on YouTube. This provides a visual breakdown of metabolism basics. Mobile apps. Food tracking. MyFitnessPal or Lose It for tracking calorie and nutrient intake. Activity tracking. Fitbit app. No device needed for steps and activity. Map my walk/run for tracking distance and duration. Congratulations on completing your first module. Remember, understanding your metabolism is the first step towards creating sustainable, positive change. As you go through the week, stay consistent with tracking, but avoid aiming for perfection. This is about gaining insights. Reflect on how you feel as you log your food, activity, and energy. Keep your goals visible to remind yourself why you're committed to this journey. Foundations. For next week, you'll learn how to optimize your nutrition to further support your metabolism. Keep tracking and logging and stay curious about what you discover. Let's keep building on this foundation. Thank you. You are good to go to the workbook and get ready for next week. Keep tracking.